Welcome to another episode of Between the Lines, your window into the world of learning and discovery. Supported by Akata Learn, your lifelong education companion. Today we're diving into the transformative concepts outlined in Kim Scott's book, Radical Candor. This book is a guide to effective leadership and communication in the workplace, and it introduces a powerful framework that can change the way you lead and interact with your team. The central concept of the book is radical candor, which is a communication style that encourages both caring personally and challenging directly. Kim Scott draws from her experiences working at companies like Google and Apple to offer insights into how this approach can create a more productive and positive work environment. The following are the key points from the book. Radical Candor Framework. The book introduces a 2x2 framework for understanding communication styles, with 4 quadrants. Radical Candor. This is the ideal quadrant where you both care personally about your team members and challenge them directly. It's about being honest and kind in your communication. Ruinous Empathy. This quadrant represents a situation where you care personally but fail to challenge directly. It can result in not addressing performance issues or providing necessary feedback, leading to missed opportunities for growth. Obnoxious Aggression. Here, you challenge directly but don't care personally. This can lead to a harsh, unproductive communication style that doesn't take into account the individual's feelings or perspective. Manipulative Insincerity. In this quadrant, neither personal care nor direct challenge is present. It's characterized by insincere or passive-aggressive behavior. Care Personally. Scott emphasizes the importance of building strong relationships with your team members by caring about them as individuals. This means showing genuine concern for their well-being, not just as employees but as people with personal lives and aspirations. Challenge Directly. Equally important is the ability to provide honest and direct feedback. This involves addressing issues, providing praise, and giving constructive criticism openly and honestly. The book stresses that being direct doesn't mean being harsh or unkind, it means being clear and specific in your feedback. Balancing Radical Candor. To achieve radical candor, leaders should balance caring personally with challenging directly. It's about being able to provide tough feedback while still showing genuine concern for the individual. This balance is crucial for building trust and fostering growth. Practical Guidance for Leaders. Radical Candor offers practical advice for leaders on how to implement this communication style, including holding regular one-on-one conversations, setting clear expectations, and creating a culture of feedback within the team. Feedback Principles. The book outlines principles for giving and receiving feedback, emphasizing the importance of making feedback specific and actionable, providing it promptly, and being open to receiving feedback from your team. Criticizing and Praising. Scott provides guidance on how to criticize effectively and offer meaningful praise. She emphasizes the importance of recognizing and celebrating achievements while also providing constructive criticism to drive improvement. Case Studies and Examples. Throughout the book, Kim Scott shares numerous real-world examples and case studies to illustrate the principles of radical candor in action. These stories offer practical insights into how to apply the concepts in different workplace scenarios. Now, let's take a quick look at the summary of each chapter. Chapter 1. Introduction. Kim Scott introduces the concept of radical candor and explains why it is important for building effective relationships in the workplace. She shares her personal experiences and how they led her to develop this framework. Chapter 2. The challenge of challenging directly. The author explains why it is difficult for many people to give direct feedback and how it can lead to problems in the workplace. She provides examples of how radical candor can help overcome this challenge. Chapter 3. The importance of care personally. Scott emphasizes the importance of building strong relationships with colleagues and employees. She explains how caring personally can help create a culture of trust and respect. Chapter 4. The Radical Candor Framework. The author introduces the Radical Candor Framework, which consists of 4 quadrants: Obnoxious Aggression, Ruinous Empathy, Manipulative Insincerity, and Radical Candor. She explains how each quadrant represents a different approach to feedback and communication. Chapter 5. How to Get, Give, and Encourage Feedback. Scott provides practical advice on how to give and receive feedback effectively. She emphasizes the importance of being open to feedback and creating a safe environment for others to share their thoughts. Chapter 6. How to Create a Culture of Radical Candor. The author shares strategies for creating a culture of radical candor in the workplace. She explains how leaders can model the behavior they want to see and create a safe space for employees to share their ideas and concerns. Chapter 7. Putting Radical Candor into Practice. Scott provides examples of how radical candor has been used in different organizations and industries. She shares stories of how it has helped teams overcome challenges and achieve success. Chapter 8. Conclusion. The author summarizes the key ideas and concepts presented in the book and encourages readers to embrace radical candor in their own lives and workplaces. She emphasizes the importance of building strong relationships and being willing to give and receive feedback. Radical candor isn't just a theoretical concept, it's a practical guide for leaders and team members. Here are some practical applications you can implement in your work environment. Develop a culture of feedback. Encourage open communication and feedback within your team. Make it clear that you value honesty and transparency, and that you want your team members to feel comfortable sharing their thoughts and ideas. Practice radical candor. This involves being both caring and direct in your feedback. It means giving honest feedback in a way that shows that you care about the person and their success. Listen actively. Listening is a key component of effective communication. Leaders should actively listen to their team members, ask questions, and seek to understand their perspectives. Build relationships. Building strong relationships with team members is essential for effective leadership. Leaders should take the time to get to know their team members on a personal level and show that they care about their well-being. Continuously improve. Leaders should continually seek feedback on their own performance and look for ways to improve their leadership skills. This could involve seeking out coaching or mentorship, attending leadership training programs, or reading books on leadership. As we wrap up, let's reflect on some key takeaways from radical candor. The best way to build relationships and get results is to care personally and challenge directly. Radical candor is humble, helpful, immediate, in person, and doesn't personalize. When you don't give guidance, you create a problem for yourself and your team. You have to be both kind and clear. You have to care about the people who work for you, but you can't prioritize their feelings over telling them what they need to hear. If you want to be a good boss, you have to start by understanding why you want to be a boss in the first place. Radical candor is not just about being honest. It's about caring enough to be honest. The most important thing you can do as a boss is to create a culture of guidance. When you challenge directly without caring personally, it's obnoxious aggression. When you care personally without challenging directly, it's ruinous empathy. The goal of radical candor is to achieve results collaboratively that would not have been possible otherwise. Radical candor is not easy, but when you get it right, it's incredibly powerful. That's a wrap for this episode of Between the Lines. We hope you've gained valuable insights from Radical Candor by Kim Scott and are inspired to incorporate these principles into your leadership journey. Remember, a balance of care and challenge can lead to a more productive and positive work environment.